好，我们要读几处圣经。
We want to read a few scriptures together.
以赛亚书四十三章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
一到七节。
Verses 1 to 7.
翻到没有？翻到了一起读。
Let's read it together once you find it. Isaiah 43, verse 1.
来，我们一起读。
Let's read it together.But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze.For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west.I will say to the north, keep them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
好，我们读以弗所书
Ephesians
第五章
Chapter 5
25到27节
Verses 25 to 27 Husband, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of the water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant churchwithout stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
32节到33节
Verse 10 chapter, verses 32 and 33. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
启示录二十一章
Revelation chapter 21
九到十二节
Verses 9 to 12 One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high.And show me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down from the heaven from God. He shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. Well, with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of 12 tribes of Israel.
十四节到十八节。
Same chapter, verse 14 to 18. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with a rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length.And as wide and high as it is long. He measured its wall, and it was 144 cubits thick. By a man's measurement, which the angel...
19节到27节
Verse 19 to 27.
二十二章
verse 1-4、
哦、一到四节了。
1-4 Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads.
The
chapter 43 of Isaiah we just read is a very important chapter in the Bible.
这段圣经包括整个的圣经。
Because this chapter includes everything is in the Bible.
它说到所有我们人和神所发生的关系。
It talks about the relationship we have with God.
也包括所有神的儿女对神的经历。
And our experience as a child of God.
它一共说了几件事。
And it talks about a few things here.
对我们非常重要。
And these things are very important to us.
第一件事。
The first thing.
神创造了我们。
That God created us.
第二件事。
Secondly.
救赎了我们。
And he saved us.
第三件事。
Third thing.
呼召我们。
He called us by our name.
第四件事。
Fourth thing.
与我们同在。
He walks with us.
第五件事。
Fifth thing.
看我们为宝为尊。
And we are precious and honored in His eyes.
第六件事。
Sixth thing.
从天的四方把神的儿女都召聚在一起。
He's gonna gather all His children from all directions.
第七件事。
The
seventh. 总结。
It's the summary, the conclusion.
称为我名下的人
Everyone who is called by my name
是我为自己的荣耀创造的
Whom I created for my own glory
我们先记得这几件事啊
Do you remember these things we just talked about?
帮助弟兄姊妹用记性记圣经
Try to memorize it so that you have a logical order of this chapter
第一神创造我们
First, that God created us
第二
Second,
救赎我们
He saved us.
第三
Third,
呼召我们
He called us.
第四
Fourth,
与我们同在
And he's with us.
第五
The fifth,
看我们为宝为尊
He regards us precious and honorable.
第六 天的四方把我们召聚在一起
Sixth, he gathered us from all directions.
第七
Seventh,
称为我名下的人
We are the one called by his name
是我为自己的荣耀而创造的
Whom he created for his own glory
你不能记得这七点。
Can you remember all these seven things?
神为创造了我们。
God created us.
雅各说的创造我们的神。
Jacob says, the God who created us.
以色列说那制作我们的神。
And Israel says, the one that has made us.
我们和神第一个关系是创造了我们。
So the very first relationship we have God is that he created us.
神创造我们。
God created us.
神知道我们里面每一部分情形。
So he knows us in great details.
我们健康的时候。
While we're healthy.
我们有病的时候
oh, while we're sick,
神都知道
God knows us
神知道我们的光景要比医生好多了呀
And God knows our condition better than a doctor can
创造我们的神
He is a God who created us
所以我们身体有疾病头一件事不要先去想看医生
Therefore if you're sick don't go to a medical doctor first
头一件事要回到创造我们的神这里来
But go to your God creator first
创造我们的神
He's the one who created us
圣经里面说
The Bible tells us
神是良医
God is a great physician
神是良药
God is good medicine
神是健康
God is health
大家信不信
Do you believe that
神是良医
He's a great doctor
神是良药
He's a good medicine
神是我们的健康
He's our health
创造我们的神
He is a God that created us
然而神第二救赎了我们
And next thing he did is that he saved us
他说你不要惧怕因为我救赎了你
He said fear not for I have redeemed you
救赎这个字啊
Redeem
在新约圣经是很特别的一个字
It's a very special word in the New Testament
这个字基本来说是个法律的名字
Actually this is a legal term
假如我欠人一笔很大的钱
If I owe somebody a great sum of money
我还不起
And I cannot pay it back
我还不起按照法律叫制裁我
Legally speaking, I will be judged
按照法律的判定我要去坐监
And I have to go to jail for that
好现在有一个很好的人来
But a nice guy came along
他不仅有力量还这笔钱
Not only he is able to pay it off
他不要求任何报偿
And he doesn't want anything in return from me
替我还了这笔大钱
Pay the debt from me.
我在法律之下就自由了。
Therefore, legally speaking, I owe no money.
这是救赎这个字的意义。
And that is the meaning of the word redemption.
是个法律的名词。
It's a legal term.
所以说不要惧怕，我救赎了你。
So fear not, I have redeemed you.
提多保罗在提多书里说。
And in Titus, Paul said.
我们用重价买回来的。
He had paid a great ransom to redeem us.
主耶稣用他美丽非凡的魂
with his supreme life, Jesus,
来做我们的赎价
he became our ransom,
来赎我们这个卑贱污秽的魂
to redeem our filthy and lowly soul life.
我赎我们的赎价何等贵重
Oh, how precious is that ransom.
所以保罗说我们用重价买回来的
That's why Paul says we have been redeemed through a great price.
主耶稣把他的生命交付了
Because that's the life of Jesus.
神也受到救主的生命做赎价
And God has received that as ransom for us.
我们被救赎了
We have been redeemed.
这个救赎何等牢靠
And such a sure and sound redemption.
所以第二个关系谁救赎了我们
So the second relationship with God is that he has redeemed us.
第三件事是呼召了我们
is that he calls us.
我们所有蒙恩的人呢
Everyone who has been saved
都有神的呼召了
has a calling from God.
我们90%的弟兄姊妹不知道
90% of brothers and sisters may not know this
但40%的呼召就在那里
But that is the fact the calling indeed happened
神呼召我们
God has called us
神要呼召我们
When he does that
神提名召我们
He called us by our name
这是神的习惯
And that's God's habit
在旧约新约
In both the New and the Old Testament
神呼召多少的人
God has called so many people
神一定提名字的
And he always called them by their name
不仅提名字
Not only he called them by their name
神的习惯呢
God's habit is that.
把名字叫两遍。
He actually summoned them twice.
你去读圣经啊。
Try to read it.
每次神都把名字叫两遍。
You will notice that God calls people's name twice.
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
He say Abraham, Abraham.
摩西，摩西。
Moses, Moses.
到了新约保罗那个时候叫扫罗了。
In the New Testament, when it comes to Saul.
扫罗，扫罗。
Saul, Saul.
神一定把名字提两遍。
God called their name.Twice.
为什么听两遍
Why is that?
我也不知道
I'm not sure why
有一个意义就是说是非常的 clear
But one thing for sure that he was earnest
非常的诚恳
And he was very sincere
我们耳朵没有听见
And sometimes we don't hear well
神都呼召我们的
But God has called each and every one of us
提名召我们
He has called us by our
我们的名字都在主的心中
And our names are all in his heart
提名呼召我们
He has summoned us by our names
呼召在圣经是大事啊
And calling somebody or summoning somebody is a great thing
呼召的有两个头
AndThere are two ends to a call.
一个是出来的地方招出来
One is to call somebody out of something.
一个是进去的地方就招进去
In order to call him into something else.
进去要比出来重要的多了，对不对
Into something is more important than coming out of something.
圣经第二本书叫出埃及记
The second book in the Old Testament is Exodus.
神就给他摆一个大的呼召
And that was a great calling God has for his people.
呼召他们出埃及
He called them out of Egypt.
那个时候你去问神的百姓啊
If you ask those Israelites
他们就是个小孩子都能清楚回答你
Even a child could answer you
神呼召我们出埃及
God has called us out of Egypt
更重要的
But what's more important
召我们去迦南
Is to take us into Canaan
去更重要对不对
So where we're going is more important
所以神呼召我们
So God has called each and every one of us
为着要我们去迦南
So that we can enter into the land of Canaan
迦南太好了
That's a wonderful place
牛奶玉米
It's full of milk and honey
大山地下乃是
And there are a milk flowing out of mountains
小山流出甜酒
And the sweet wine of little hills
以色列人做梦都想这个地方
And you know that's just a dream place for Israelites
我还真不大相信这么个地方呢。
And honestly, I have a hard time believing there's such a place on earth.
现在以色列人住的国家呀。
Look at where Israelites have dwelt.
就是从前的迦南美地啊。
It's their originally the land of Canaan.
你去看一看，地上并没有奶和蜜啊。
You don't see milk or honey on the ground.
大山流出奶子，小山流出甜酒。
But God promised there will be milk and honey, a sweet wine.
找不到这样的地方啊。
I can't find a place like that.
但是你若说。
But if you ask.
在基督里。里面牛奶玉米
There is flowing honey and milk in Christ.
我就深深地喊阿门
Then I will respond by saying Amen.
在主里面真是牛奶玉米
Yes, indeed. When we are in the Lord, there is honey and milk.
那既是大山流出奶，是小山底下甜酒能够形容的
And it's beyond words could describe.
基督里面满了丰富
Because it's such abundance in the Lord.
迦南美地嘛，就是预表基督
And Land of Canaan just is a symbol of what Christ is like.
预表我们可以得这位产业的基督
Just a symbol of the inheritance in through Christ.
他们蒙召
And they were called.
去迦南
Going into the land of Canaan.
今天我们蒙召了没有啊
But are we called? Have we been called?
当初出埃及那个小孩子能回答我们的
And back in that time, even a little child can answer our question.
我们去迦南
We are going to Canaan.
那我们现在得救了
Now we are saved, the children.
我们去哪里呢
So where are we going?
好多有知识的神的儿女回答不出来了
And a lot of knowledge, your brother and sister, cannot answer that correctly.
我们去哪里呢
So where are we going?
去哪里
Where?
天堂啊
Heaven?
声音大点啊
Louder.
我们去哪里
Where do we go into?
去哪里不知道那很危险的
Yeah, we better know where we're going.
我们去哪里
Where do we go?
地球上没有一个地方值得去的。
There's nowhere, no place on earth that worth going.
迦南预表基督。
Canaan represents Jesus Christ.
基督是我们可承受的产业。
Christ is an inheritance that we can receive.
我们要承受神给耶稣基督一个荣耀的命运。
We need to inherit the glorious fate that God has given to Christ.
主的命运成了我们的命运。
So the fate of the Lord now becomes my fate.
好不好？
Isn't that great?
所以我们将来要去极大的荣耀。
So we know one day we're going to enter that great glory.
这是呼召。
That is the calling from God to us.
第三关系，神呼召了我们。
That God has called us.
第四个关系。
The fourth relationship.
神与我们同在。
That He will be with us.
神同在太重要了。
That's so important.
只要有神同在，什么都不怕。
You know, we'll fear nothing once we have His presence.
神同在。
His presence.
那就是神负起一切责任了。
Means He takes care of everything.
神与我们同在。
When God said He's with us.
这就是说神供应一切需要。
That means He will provide for all our needs.
神同在，什么也不怕了。
Once we have God's presence, we are not afraid of anything.
我从前给一个教会写过两幅字。
And I used to write these two passages for a church.
神的最大同在。
The greatest church of God.
就是神的最大祝福。
The greatest blessing from God.
下面一句话叫神的最大拆毁。
The greatest destruction of God.
就是神的最大建造。
Is the greatest construction of God.
今天我们不讲这一句，讲前面一句。
But I will not be talking about the second one.
神的最大同在。
So the first one is His greatest presence.
就是神的最大祝福。
It's God's greatest blessing.
神把他们自己放在这里了。
Which means God has put Himself here.
没有别的东西可以增加了。
You can't add anything to that.
最大的同在有最大的祝福。
His greatest presence is the greatest blessing.
有主同在，什么都好了。
Once we have His presence, everything will be good.
而这里说神的同在。
And here, the presence of God.
在水里，在火里都与我们同在。
Is with us in the waters and in the fire.
水和火是我们地上最重要的东西。
And the water and fire are two important things in our life.
也可以成为最可怕的东西。
Also the most dreadful thing in our life.
中国人说啊，水火无情啊。
And there's a Chinese saying that the water or fire
水和火
will not have mercy.
水和火成为灾难的话，那不得了。
If they are disasters, then it's hard to deal with.
我以色列有两三次碰到大火灾啊。
And I've encountered two, three great fire in my life.
太可怕了。
It was so awful.
而这里说神与我们同在。
But here it says God is with us.
你就是趟过江河。
If you pass through the rivers.
水一步漫过你的头。
They will not sweep over your head.
你从火里经过。
When you walk through the fire.
你不被烧。
You will not be burned.
火也不烧着在你身上。
And the flames will not set you ablaze.
所以同在好吧。
Isn't that great to have His presence?
水火都不能害你。
And neither water nor fire can hurt you.
水不能漫过你的头。
The water will not sweep over you.
火也不着在你身上。
And the fire will not.
所以第四个关系，神与我们同在。
So the fourth relationship here is His presence.
一切环境都没有惧怕。
Then we have no fear in all circumstances.
第五个关系。
The fifth relationship.
看我们为宝为尊。
That we are precious and honored in His sight.
这句话太好了。
That's such a great saying.
为宝，它又是 precious.
We are precious.
为尊是 honorable.
And we are honorable.
把我们看得这么好、啊、
So we are so great in His eyes.
怎么看我们为宝为尊呢
Why?
我常常 常常说
I often said this.
好像个年轻的父亲回家了
It's just like a young father returned home.
一下把他那个小儿子举得高高的
And then he lifted up his young son.
高兴了、啊、
He is so happy.
那个小儿子又说啊我现在比爸爸高了
And the little child man goes, Oh, I'm taller than dad.
那父亲会不会打他一下谁说你比我高啊
Well, the father spanked him, said, Who says so? Nonsense.
没有这样的父亲的
You don't find a father like that.
是啊你比我高了
The father might say, Oh, yeah, you're taller.
这个味道啊很说出为宝为尊的
That's a bit like when God sees us that we are precious and honorable.
神正是看我们为宝为尊的
In His eyes, we are precious.
你没想过神跟我们的关系这么好啊
Have you ever thought about that's how He sees us?
没有想过今天以后要想
If you never, this is how you should think from now on.
为宝这个宝贵我们
that he cherishes us
为尊把我们看得这么的尊贵呀
and he regards us very honorable
第六个关系
the sixth relationship
当时候满足了
is that when the time comes to us
当我们的主要回来了
when the Lord will be returned
神把他的儿女从天地四方聚在一起
that is the time he's going to gather his children from all directions
对北方说交出来
he will say to the north
对南方说不要拘留
give them up to the south don't hold them back
神的大能力把四方的人聚在一起
his great might will bring us from all four directions
圣经里面好几个地方 写到这件事
and this things have been said quite a few places.
主耶稣在马太二十四章又讲到这件事。
In Matthew 24, Jesus mentioned it too.
我们要被聚集在一起。
We will be gathered together.
聚在一起啊，地上找不到那么大那个地方呢，那我们聚在一起啊。
Where can you find a place big enough to accommodate all of us?
今天基督徒就有二十五亿。
And there are at least 2.5 billion Christians on earth.
聚在一起，你找个地方来，让我进去看。
And find a place that you can accommodate all these Christians.
还要加上历代的基督徒啊。
Plus, those are throughout generations.
都复活了。
And they were all risen.
我把所有神的儿女聚在一起。
Imagine when God gathered all His children together.
我在地上找不到一个聚集地方。
I don't think we can find a meeting hall anywhere like that.
所以保罗讲到这件事。
So when Paul said about this,
当主再来的时候。
He said when He returns.
我们的身体要改变形状。
Our body will be transformed.
要和他荣耀的身体相似。
To be just like His glorious body.
保罗怎么惧怕呀？
And
被提到空中云外。
And then we're all going to be raptured and be lifted up in the air.
与主相遇。
And we will meet with the Lord.
我们就永远与主同在。
And we shall be with Him forever.
我想只有在空中云外才坐得下。
Christ, sky is the only place that's big enough to accommodate all Christians.
每个地方都容得下的人。
You can't find any place on earth can do that.
空中云外与主相遇。
And we will meet with Him in the air behind the cloud.
这第六重的关系。
And that's our sixth relationship.
第七重的关系。
And the seventh relationship.
以赛亚把它总结了。
Then Isaiah summarized here at the end.
我真的喜欢以赛亚这个先知。
I really like him very much, this prophet.
也佩服这个先知。
I respect him very much.
凡称我名下的人。
Everyone who is called by my name.
都是我为自己的荣耀而创造的。
Whom I created for my glory.
他在这里一连用了三个造词。
And he used the word make or form.
用了三个完全不同的造词。
And create three words.
要佩服以赛亚这个先知吗？
You have to say he's a genius.
第一个用的是创造。
First he said, I created.
我们英文中文圣经也不一样的。
And the English translation has three words too.
造成的。
And then I made.
做成的。
Form.
原文意思都不是这样。
There are all different meanings.
第一个是创造。
First is create.
没有错，叫创造。
Yes, God created us.
为自己的荣耀而创造的。
That we were created for His glory.
什么叫创造啊？
What does create?
从来没有过。
Which means it wasn't in existence before.
这是第一次出现的。
And it's first appearing.
神创没有创造过这样的事。
Prior to this, God has not created anything like this.
这是第一次被造出来。
This is being created for the very first time.
这个叫做创造。
That's what creation is.
人类早就被创造了。
And man have been created.
我们神的儿女呢？
How about children of God?
基督徒呢?
Christians.
基督徒跟整个人类不一样。
Christians are different from the entire human being, mankind.
一样就完了。
Oh, well, we might have a problem if that's the case.
你说一样不一样？真是不一样。
Do you think we are the same as
the worldly people? 我们有不同的生命。
We are different. We have a different life.
我们有不同的生活。
We have a different way of living.
我们有不同的表现。
We have different manifestations.
我们里面有不同的反应。
And we have different reactions.
我们和世界上的人真是不一样。
We are so different from people in this world.
我们是神为着荣耀而创造的。
We were created for God's glory.
地上没有什么一帮人。
And you don't find any world of people like that.
我的老师 Watchman Nee 讲过一句话。
I have my teacher Watchman Nee said this before.
他呀， 有好朋友，是中央研究院的院士。
And he has this good friend who is a scholar.
很有学问的人。
Very well-educated man.
一个非常骄傲的人。
Also a very proud man.
所以他看人看不起人。
So he despised many other people.
他把人呢又叫做 animal.
He called other people animals.
这是一种 animal.
He said this is one type of animal.
另外一个人呢，那是 another kind of animal.
And he's another type of animal.
这个人家听见他都很生气，把我们叫做 animal.
When he said that, people got upset.
叫动物了，畜生了。
He just called people animals.
是你从身听见这个话呀。
And when watchman heard that.
他说你讲的真好。
He said.You said it well.
我们基督徒才是 another kind of animal.
We Christians are indeed another kind of animal.
我们真是和你们不一样。
Because we are different from you.
我们基督徒懂这件事，对不对？
We Christians understand what that
means. 我们是为神的荣耀而创造的。
Because we were created for God's glory.
他用第二个章子了。
And then the second word comes.
第二个章子啊，就要放这个模型里面而造它。
That whom?God formed.
我们中国人特别懂这句话。
Chinese know this word well.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为中国人到了节气的时候啊。
Because when the festival comes.
常常去做许多的食物吃。
We like to make different kinds of food.
先有个模型。
And we usually have a mold for it.
模型里面刻着一朵花。
And for example, maybe in the shape of flower.
或者刻一条鱼。
Or in the shape of a fish.
要把面粉放进去。
We put the dough in there,
把它压一压,
and pressed it,
用火去烤一烤,
and bake it in the fire,
然后把它倒出来,
and then turn it over.
这个面粉就和里面的花样式一模一样, 对不对?
And the finished product will have the image of the flower,
一朵花的样子,
like a flower,
一条鱼的样子,
like a fish.
这个叫做模造,
and that's what he meant by form.
放在模型里面造它,
that he formed us.
以色列用这个词,
and that's the word Isaiah used.
我们放在什么模型里？
And what kind of mold are we placed in?
耶稣基督的最大的模型。
That's Jesus Christ.
我们放在耶稣基督里面而制造。
And we have been formed in Jesus Christ.
地上所有模型都是死的。
And all the molds on earth are dead.
主耶稣这个模型是活的。
Only Jesus Christ is alive.
主耶稣这模型他有制造的能力。
And he's able to mold us and form us.
我们一在基督里面。
When we are in Christ.
就长年累月。
Throughout years.
主把我们制作成的模型的样子。
And God will change us gradually and formed into his own formation.
和他的样式一样的。
To be just like him.
这个叫做模造，大家懂了没有？
And that's what the word form means here.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand it?
听懂了，这样佩服先知啊。
And once you realize the difference,
讲了两个造字了。
You will admire Prophet Isaiah.
只有第三个字还用。
And the third word is.
第三个字，天天下细工来造它。
It's the detailed work every day.
它是用一个 make。
God uses the word here, make.
那就是天天在那细工来制作它。
And that's the daily work.
所以以色列一共用了三个造字。
So he used three words here.
我们称为主名下的人。
And those who are called by his name.
他为自己的荣耀而创造的。
Whom he created for his own glory.
而模造的。
Whom he formed. Mold.
Yeah.
Molded.
有细细的雕刻的 make.
And the maid.
先是伟大吧。
Isn't our prophet great?
一连说了三个不同的造字。
He used three words to describe this process.
我们今天讲的七重关系记得了没有？
And do you remember the seven relationships we
just
talked about?
创造我们。
He created us.
救赎我们。
He saved us.
提名召我们。
He called us by our name.
与我们同在。
He is with us.
在水里，在火里与我们同在。
In the water and in the fire.
第四第五，看我们为宝为尊。
He considered us precious and honorable.
第六，天的四方把我们召聚在一起。
From all directions.
迎接主来了。
To receive his second coming.
最后第七。
Seventh.
称为主名下的人
，those who are called by His name，
是主为自己的荣耀而创造的
，are the one He made for His own glory，
模造
，He created for His glory， you molded for
His glory
and made，
先是伟大吧
？Isn't prophet great for about this？
大家懂得懂得没有啊
？Do we understand this？
不要我讲了半天，是我一个人懂。
I hope I'm not the only one who understands this。
懂了没有？
Do you understand it？
好，懂了就算，你们都懂了啊。
Okay, we can pass.
以弗所书。
And then we come to.
是我们讲教会最好的一本书。
And the book of Ephesians describes church the best.
六章以弗所书。
There are six chapters in this book.
讲我们教会和主的六重关系。
It talks about the six layers of relationship between Christ and the church.
第一章说我们是基督的身体。
It talks about the body of Christ.
是充满万有者的丰满。
It's the fullness of the one who's in all and fill all.
第二章说我们是神的家。
Secondly, talk about that church is God's house.
我们是神的殿。
We are His temple.
这是会长的殿。
But a temple.That grows,
在基督耶稣里长大起来的殿。
That grows in Christ.
你有没有看这个房子会长的
？Have you seen a house that grows?
房子不会长的，对不对
？A house is not supposed to grow.
教会这个房子天天在长的。
But the church is a household that can grow.
在主里长成的圣殿。
And we are growing in Christ.
第三章。
The third chapter.
教会是基督的奥秘。
It talks about church is the mystery of.Christ.
什么叫奥秘呢
？What is a mystery？
我们成为后嗣
，that we are His offspring，
成为一体
，we are one with Him，
承受应许
，we're receiving the same promise。
这三句话就说出我们和三位一神的关系
，and that describes our relationship with the Triune God。
成为后嗣
，first we are His inheritance，
成为神的后嗣
，we are His offspring。We're offspring of God.
成为一体
And we're one with God.
成为基督的身体
That's the body of Christ.
同蒙应许
And receive the same promise.
同蒙圣灵的应许
The promise of the Holy Spirit.
和父子圣灵发生关系
So you see, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are here.
这是个奥秘
That is a mystery.
我们成为神的后嗣
That we are His descendants.
我们在成为基督的身体
And we are the body of Christ.
同蒙圣灵的应许
And we receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
给父子圣灵发生这么好的关系
What a great relationship that is.
到了四章
Chapter 4.
教会是个新造的人
Talk about that church is a new man.
造作神的形象而造的
Made in accordance with God's image and likeness.
到了第五章
The fifth chapter.
教会是基督的心腹
This church isThe bride of the Christ.
这是我们这次的主题啊。
That's the theme of the conference.
第六章。
The sixth chapter.
教会是个基督的战士。
And talk about church is the warrior of Christ.
教会正在打一个最大的属灵征战。
The church is in a spiritual warfare.
那今天我们讲教会基督的心腹。
Now, today our focus is that church.Is the bride of Christ.
只讲第五章
And just focusing on chapter 5.
我们是基督的心腹
We are the bride of Christ.
我们这些人
We, people,
在主的里面
are in the Lord.
我最近没有衣服说说
这衣服说说
掉了两面
没有
第四章，
第五
没有第四章，
第五章这里，
第五有第四章。
对，我的字很小，如果有大字是你以弗所书。第四章字小，很小 ，sorry。
说到七个合一
，It talks about seven unities。
说到神赐下五种的恩赐
，And the five gifts from God。
他所赐的有使徒、先知
，And there are apostles and prophets。
有传福音的
，And the evangelists。
有牧师跟教师
，And the pastor and teachers。
成全圣徒
，And they work together to edify saints。So that they can be fully functional。
建造基督的身体
，And to build up the body of Christ。
叫我们众人在正道上同归于一
，So that we become one in the truth。
在认识神儿子的完满的知识上。同归于一
And in the perfect knowledge of the Son of God,
正道上得以长大
we can reach unity.
长到神儿子长成的丰满身量
And we can grow into the full measure of the Son of God.
这段圣经太重要了
And that is such an important passage.
既我们 成为基督的心腹教会。
So that we can become the bride of Christ.
经过这几件事。
And after these few things.
我们有七个合一。
We have seven unity.
让我们在主里面。
And when we are in the Lord.
在真道上同归于一。
That we shall become one.
这里使徒用了非常好的一个名字。
And that it used a good term here.
说在神认识神儿子的完满的知识上同归于一。
And attending to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
我们对主的认识。
Our knowledge of the Son of God.
有一个认识，一个完满的认识。
And we need to have this full measure of knowledge.
什么叫完满的认识呢？
What does that mean?
和头脑的知识完全不一样。
It's different from our intellect, our understanding.
你看，我们只有一本圣经。
We only have one Bible.
今天全天下这么多的人读圣经。
And there are so many people reading Bible in this world.
甚至读这个五花八门的。
And they have all kinds of interpretation.
解释圣经。
And they try to interpret it differently.
也都不一样，都是解释五花八门。
And even interpretation has all kinds of.
为什么这样？
Why?
大家用大家自己思想去读圣经。
Because we try to use our intellect to understand.
那结果一定是五花八门。
And of course, then it will have all kinds of understandings.
圣经不是人能够认识的书。
And Bible is not something that we can know.
认识圣经只有两条路。
There are only two ways to really understand the Bible.
从启示认识圣经。
Through God's own revelation.
从经历认识圣经。
And also through our own experience.
那就没有不一样。那就没有不一样。
And then there will be all the same.
圣灵掌控一切的事。
Because Holy Spirit will be in control of that
way. 带我们在启示认识圣经。
If we know the Bible through revelation.
带我们从经历认识圣经。
Our own experience.
大家都一样。
Then usually we should have the same understanding.
在正道上同归于一。
That we can reach unity.
认识圣经是完满认识。
And then reach the obtaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. 从圣灵
里面来认识主。
That has to be through the Holy Spirit to know the Lord.
这个知识跟头脑的认识真是太不一样了。
That is really different understanding from what we have here. That is the whole measure.
所有神的儿女起码有一件事情是完满认识。
Therefore, we need to have this whole measure of fullness Christ.
就是我们第一次得救的时候。
And that's when we were first saved.
我们信主了。
We believe in the Lord.
圣灵开了我们的眼。
Because Holy Spirit opened our eyes.
我们得救了。
We are saved.
我们对主这个认识叫做完满认识。
And then at that time we have a full understanding of the Lord.
这个认识，任何艰难的环境摇不动。
And no one can shake us.
任何的逼迫艰难摇不动。
And no affliction or persecution can change that understanding.
政权逼迫基督徒啊
！And a lot of government try to persecute Christians.
他们奇怪。
They always wonder.
这些信耶稣的人怎么回事啊
？What's wrong with these Christians?
刑罚也不怕。
They're not afraid of punishment.
把他们关监也不怕。
They're not afraid of being thrown into jail.
那个杀他们，他们也不怕。
And neither are they afraid of being killed.
没有办法叫他们否认信仰呢
？They just will not deny the name of the Lord.
他们不知道，他们不是头脑明白的。
They don't understand. These Christians do not know God through their intellect.
我看见了一些东西。
Because they have seen him from within.
没有办法叫我说没有看见。
Once you see something, you cannot ask somebody to deny it.
我明明看见了嘛。
I see him.
就是有的人软弱了。
Sometimes I might become weak.
他否认主了。
So I deny the name of the Lord.
心里还知道。
Yet deep within, I know.
主是神的儿子。
The Lord is the Son of God.
主是万人的救主。
He's the Savior of all.
你们这群人呢，都是魔鬼出来的。
And you people who persecute me are from the devil.
叫我否认主。
You force me to deny the name of the Lord.
我软弱了，我否认主。
Yes, I was afraid, so I denied the name outwardly.
我心里没有否认。
But deep within, I know my Lord.
我这个软弱是不得的哈。
But I was hope that nobody is as weak as like that.
主说人若在人面前否认我。
Because the Lord says if anyone who deny my name in front of others.
我在父面前。
So when I return in my Father's presence.
在荣耀天使面前。
And before the angels in my glory.
也不认他。
I will deny him too.
我们任何环境不能否认主的。
So do not deny the name of the Lord in all circumstances.
所以政府不能明白啊。
Therefore, those governments do not understand. Why did these Christians? It seems like nothing can shake their faith. Because they don't believe in God through their intellect. It's because the inner eyes were open. They truly knew Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we have a hymn well said.
惊人恩典,
amazing grace.
何等甘甜,
how sweet.
来救无赖如我,
to save a wretch like me.
知道这四个吗? 前程失丧,
I was lost.
经被寻回,
but I am found.
前时瞎眼,
I was blind.
经看见,
now I see.
我看见了,
I see.
我每一个人心中瞎眼都开了,
Before I knew the Lord, suddenly my blind eyes are open.
你有什么办法叫我否认我说看见的呢?
How can you ask me to deny things that I can see?
我们里面看见主了,
when we see the Lord from within,
主把他的生命重生在我们里面,
and then he gave us rebirth through him.
我们得救了,
so we are saved.
这一个认识,
that understanding is a full measure of knowledge. It's very different from our understanding in the intellect. And then follow that experience, we have more and more understanding. And at least the very first one, we all have that. That's when we were saved and reborn. I knew that the Lord is the Son of God.
主是万人的救主,
I know that he is the savior of all.
这个圣灵开了我的眼,
because the Holy Spirit opened my eyes.
叫我里面的眼睛开了,
and my inner eyes were open.
没有一个人力量可以叫我否认这件事,
and no one can force me to deny that.
这个人就完满认识,
therefore that understanding is understanding of full measure.
以弗所四章就说, 在完满的认识上同归于义,
and therefore here says reach unity in the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And that means, and this understanding will grow. And it will reach the full mature stature of Jesus Christ. The Lord is growing too.
主长大, 不是在肉身长大,
not growing in his flesh.
主长大几个阶段,
and there are several phases of Christ's growth.
定十字架,
his crucifixion.
经过十字架,
through the cross.
主大大长了一步,
God, Jesus grew.
经过埋葬,
through burial.
而死里复活,
and resurrection.
主大大地长了一步,
he grew greatly again.
来到圣天,
and his ascension.
升到天上,
ascend into heaven.
主大大长了一步,
he grew greatly again.
我们常常喜欢说一句话,
we like to say this.
复活生命,
that resurrected life.
升天权柄,
and the ascension power.
升天是个大力的神,
ascension itself is a great victory.
大大长了一步,
and he grew greatly.
坐上宝座,
and then he was enthroned.
进入极大的荣耀,
into this great glory.
主长到他丰满的身量了,
so Jesus grew into his full measure.
主在宝座上才长成了,
and when he reaches throne, he is fully grown.
长完了,
he finished growing.
然后教会要长了,
now it's the turn of church.
教会要一步一步长到他宝座的身量,
the same way church will grow step by step onto the throne.
大家明白我在讲什么吗?
Do you understand what I'm saying here?
一直长到基督 长成的丰满真量,
until we grow into the full stature of Jesus Christ.
这圣灵的工作,
that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就叫我们长啊,
Holy Spirit here is the cause to grow.
今天我们要非常认识一件事,
so we need to know this thing very well.
神的儿女生命要长的,
the children of God, our life needs to grow.
教会也会长的,
the church needs to grow.
这个不长是个大问题了,
there is a great issue if we don't grow.
这个父母, 你们都有很多人都有孩子, 生活孩子,
many of us have children.
这孩子头几年嘛长得最快,
and you know they grow fast in a few early years.
这个头几个月的孩子, 两个月不长啊, 父母急死了,
you know if a baby doesn't grow for 2 months long, you will be so worried.
我的孩子们三个月不长大了,
You will say, how come my child is not growing in 3 months?
那是看医生了。
You need to take the child to the doctor.
这个孩子嘛，一个半个月都是长大的，怎么三个月不长呢？
Because newborn grows by pretty much every two weeks.
正常生命都会长的。
A normal life will grow.
长到40岁嘛不长了。
We stop growing when we reach 40.
开始缩了一点了。
And actually we start to shrink.
又缩回去一点了。
We shrink a little bit.
你们还没到顺的地步，不知道。
And you have no idea what I'm talking about because you're not shrinking yet.
我就早就到了顺的地步了。
I have started a long time ago.
我个儿高。
I'm a tall man.
瘦了2寸多，还是比别人高。
Even though I have shrunk over 2 inches, I'm still taller than most people.
我们会长的。
We should grow.
整个教会都要长的。
And the church should grow.
长到基督。长成的丰满身量
until we reach the mature stature of Jesus Christ.
主在宝座是个模型
and Jesus Christ on the throne is our model.
2000年教会跟着主在长
and for over 2000 years now, church is growing.
假如过了几年，我们请我们的弟兄 Kenny 再回来看，可我们没有长。
Let's say a few years later, we invite Kenny back, and you look at us and say, you guys haven't grown.
不好意思了。
And that will be very embarrassing.
那就需要个属灵的医生来看病了。
And we need a spiritual doctor to help us out.
这教会里面有问题啊。
The church apparently has problems.
怎么不长呢？
How come the church hasn't grown since 2 years ago?
长到他儿子丰满的身量。
But we need to grow into the full measure of the fullness of Christ.
怎么个想法？
How?
用水接着道将教会洗净
cleansing through the water in the word
成为圣洁
to be holy
原文不是这样讲的
and the original context not like that
原文说用道中的水将教会洗净
he says use the water in the word to wash the church
这道嘛就是话
the word
神的话里有生命
because there is life in God's word
用神话中的生命
through the life in the word of God
在洗教会
God is washing his church
这个洗不得了啊
that is some
圣经特别说这个洗字
and the Bible used the word washing
圣经说了好两个重要的洗字
and there are several washings in the Bible
毛血的洗
washing of the blood
圣灵的洗
washing of the Holy Spirit
这里面说到水道中的水的洗
Here says the word in the water
都不一样
There are different washings
宝血洗外面
And precious blood washes us outwardly
洗我们外面的罪行
Our outward sinful acts
里面
doesn't wash what's inside
圣灵洗里面
Holy Spirit washes what's inside
圣灵洗生命
washes our life
这里有道中的水
Here says the washing the water
话中的生命
By the washing of water
to
the
Lord,
so that He cleanses us,
成为圣洁
so that we may become holy,
没有玷污皱纹等类的病
without stain or wrinkles.
这个洗不得了
And that is some great washing.
玷污皱纹也不一样
You know, the stain and wrinkles are different.
玷污嘛是外面东西把我弄脏了，对不对
Stain, something caused from things from outwardly.
这个洗比较容易
And that's easy to clean.
皱纹不是脏啊。
But wrinkles is not dirty.
皱纹是不是脏
Is it caused by
dirtiness? 皱纹洗得掉吗
Can you wash off your wrinkles?
能洗掉皱纹吗
Can you wash off your wrinkles?
皱纹是生命长出来的呀
Because it comes with your life.
小孩子少年人没有皱纹的呀
Young people usually don't have wrinkles.
到了年龄大了嘛开始有皱纹了
It's an aging process.
年龄越大嘛皱纹越多了
The older we are, the more wrinkles we have.
是不是这样
Is that that true?
但是老化了
And like you become far
这个老化是生命老了
It's an aging process Because you are old
没有办法洗的
You can't wash your wrinkles
那这里说道中的水
But yet through water through the word
神化中生命
Because the life in the word of God
玷污洗皱纹
can wash off the stain and can wash away wrinkles
洗我们的老旧生命
wash away our old self-life
所以有的时候你看这个基督徒啊
and sometimes you look at Christians
信主多年了
they have believed in the Lord for many years
表现的像个小孩子
but their manifestations like a spiritual child, not
hourly,
but their life, like their spiritual life, is as small as a child.
有的人看这个年轻基督徒,
yet you look at young Christian,
他生命倒是很老练,
but they have pretty mature Christian life.
有没有见过这样的人?
Have you seen like that? Have you seen things like that?
我们千万不要去做个老小孩。
Let's don't be an old child.
信主已经三十年了。
You have become a Christian for over 30 years.
还这么容易生气。
But you still cannot control your temper.
还这么容易被世界的事吸引。
And also so easily drawn by the world.
还这么容易被世界捆绑。
Or easily bound by the world.
你信主三十年了。
You have believing the Lord for over 30 years.
你的生命才不过三岁耶。
But your spiritual age may be 3 years old.
有的人信主才几年。
Some people believe the Lord maybe just for a few years. 表现很
老练了。
But they react very maturely. 跟外面
的旧的年龄不一样了。
So the years of being saved might be different.
我们老旧生命。
But our old self life
需要洗。
Needs to be washed.
化众之水。
And there's water in the word.
化众的生命。
And there's life in the word.
主用他的新造生命。
And with his own new life.
洗我们的老旧生命。
The Lord is washing away our old self life.
听懂我讲的话吗?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
到主那里去。
When you go to the Lord.
和主多交通。
And you should spend more time with him.
多被主充满。
And feel by him more.
主满我心思，满
我情感。And so Lord, fill my mind, fill my passion.
满我里面混的每一角落。
Fill every corner in my soul life.
主常洗我。
Oh Lord, wash me.
圣灵的洗。
That's and the washing of the Holy Spirit.
会洗掉老旧生命。
And they can wash away our old life.
叫我们活得新鲜。
So that we can live like a fresh.
所以这里讲到这个。基督丰满的圣量。
And therefore we talk about the fullness of.
我们道中的水把我们洗净。
And there's water in the word can wash us.
没有玷污皱纹等类的病。
So that we don't have any stain, wrinkles or any sickness.
把老旧生命洗年轻了。
And actually our flesh life becomes younger.
天然生命不可能。
And you cannot do that to your natural life.
属灵生命就需要洗。
But spiritual life needs the washing.
圣灵的洗越洗越年轻了。
And when Holy Spirit washes, we become younger and younger.
好。第四章说到成为新妇的路在这里。
And that is the way to become the new, the bride.
到了启示录了。
And then it comes to the book Revelation.
天使把新耶路撒冷叫约翰看见。
And the angel showed John the new Jerusalem.
天使讲了三个名字。
And then he used three
names here. 我要把基督的新妇。
Says, come here, I will show you.
然后说羔羊的妻。
The bride, the wife of the Lamb.
指给你看。
I will show you them.
约翰到高山上一看呢。
So he went to the big mountain. And John, what did John see?
天上下来的圣城新耶路撒冷。
He saw a holy city coming down from out of heaven.
所以好好的读这书圣经啊。
So we need to read carefully this passage.
新耶路撒冷城不中的讲说城。
You know, new city, holy city, Jerusalem, it's not, the Ephesus is not a city.
我很怀疑将来有没有那座城市出现了啊。
And I seriously doubt if we're going to see a city one day.
那天下最豪华的城了。
Probably the most luxurious city in the world.
广进街道。
Imagine Golden Street.
珍珠城门。
And Pearl Gates.
宝石城墙。
And the precious stone walls.
喜不喜欢？
Do you like that?
有个老弟兄给我做见证哎。
And one brother shared with me.
他看这个异象，他在珍珠城门里面跑来跑去。
He said, I saw this vision that I run in and out of the pearl gates.
从这个门进去到那门出来，他是逍遥自在的。
And I was able to go through this pearl gate and out of the other.
我讲老弟兄，你到了这个建筑之后，你要失望了。
And as a brother, you might be disappointed when you see the Lord.
今天爱黄金还爱得不够。
And don't you have enough love for gold today?
将来还要去永远爱黄金。
And you're gonna spend eternity love gold.
就是黄金街道有什么值钱的？
And even the street of gold is not valuable.
不值钱的。
It's not of value.
我告诉你啊，走起来了还不如我们的柏油马路舒服的。
It's probably too slippery compared with the paved road.
这一座城。
And this city of God
是用来形容一个伟大的人。
It's used to describe a great man.
我把心腹羔羊的妻子给你看。
And I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
心腹太伟大了。
And this bride is so great.
需要那么大的一座城来形容他。
I need to use a city to describe it.
新耶路撒冷城说明心腹的伟大。
The new city.Describe the greatness of the bride.
说明羔羊的妻的伟大。
Talks about the greatness of the bride.
那就对了。
Then that makes sense.
心腹羔羊的妻圣城。
The bride, the wife of the Lamb, the new city.
三个名字
Holy city.
都受到教会荣耀的命运出现。
And these three names refer to the glorious fate of church.
心腹
The bride.
受到生命
It speaks of the life.
羔羊的妻说到道路
And the wife of the Lamb speaks of the way
新耶路撒冷城
The city of Jerusalem
说到教会和主同掌权
Speaks of that church is going to reign with Christ together
都说到教会的一面
They speak three aspects of the church
从三方面来说到教会
From three aspects it describes what church would be like The bride
说到基督的生命
Speaks of the life of Christ
这个生命伟大的生命
And that is a great life
我们和主一个生命
And we share the same life of Christ
一条道路
Same way
一个征战
Same warfare
一个代价
Same price
一个 苦难
Same sufferings
将来也是一个荣耀
Same glory
同掌权柄
And same reigning
和主完全合一
And to be together in oneness with the Lord
我们和心我们就是心腹里面的一部分
And we are part of the bride
中外古今所有的弟兄姊妹
And all the Christians from all generations
都在心腹的里面
Are in the bride
你也在里面我也在里面
You are part of the bride and I am part of the bride
我们都是心腹身上的一点点
And we are a small part of bride
神用他的大能大力的培养心腹
And God is edifying his own bride with his might
我虽然在里面很小的一点
Even though I'm just a very little part
神还是用全心在培养我
God still uses his whole heart to cultivate
神用整个能力在培养你
He uses his entire mind to cultivate
在我们身上是用尽了他的心思了
And God really has been very thoughtful in his work on each one of us
每一个小点神都是那么精致在做
And he does a very delicate job on each one of us
我们走圣经就看见了这个了
And you can see that in the Bible
神在经营亚伯拉罕
See how God works on Abraham
神在摩西一生当中在制造摩西
How he was working on Moses
神在保罗一生当中在制造保罗
How he worked on Paul
不仅是大人物
And these are great characters
我们是很小的人物
But even us small people
神人就在我们一生的里面在制作我们
God still use our entire lifetime to work on us
神用他的大能力大智慧在制作我们
He's working on us with his great power and wisdom
把我们制作在他身体上的一个部分
So that we can become a part of his body
心腹身上的一部分
a part of his bride
心腹重在生命
and therefore the emphasis of bride is the life
羔羊的妻重在道路
and when we come to the wife of the lamb that means the way
羔羊来到地上就是为着受苦而来的
because the lamb of God came into this earth to suffer
羔羊为着死而来的
he camejust to die
羔羊来到地上就为了受苦受死
he came to suffer and die
主耶稣的神的羔羊
and the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God
主来到地上
so when he came into this world
就是来背负世人罪孽来的
he came to carry the sin of the whole world
为我们而死来的
he came to die for us
所以主在十字架上奥秘的死
therefore his death on the cross is a mysterious
在他的死里我们都死了
because we die
在他的复活里我们都复活了
and we were resurrected through his resurrection
教会称为羔羊的妻
therefore church is called the wife of the lamb
教会要走羔羊受苦的道路
so the church needs to walk on the suffering path of the lamb
教会要走十字架道路
the way of the cross is the way of the church
羔羊的妻
and therefore church is the wife of the lamb He said, let me show you.
约翰一看嘛， 看见新耶路撒冷。
John looked up and he saw this huge city, the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷是形容新妇的。
And that is used to describe the wife.
新耶路撒冷里面充满了神的荣耀。
And the glory of God is filled in the New Jerusalem.
就是神的荣耀。
The glory of God is the city.
它出来的光辉。极贵的宝石
and you see the radiance of the precious stones
宝石城墙
and the wall made of precious stones
宝石根基
and the foundation were also made of the stone, precious stones
真正的宝石也没太大意义了
you know it would be kind of pointless to have true material precious stones
宝石受到特别的生命
but each precious stone speaks of a special life
地上最有卑贱的石头一样就是那石头
you know,The precious stone were nothing but base stones.
整个地球不是泥土就是石头。
The whole earth is nothing but stones or dirt.
最不值钱了。
They're not with the, they are not with value.
有一些的石头。
But there are certain stones.
它到了地的深处去了。
When it goes to the depth of the earth.
经过长年的重压。
When it goes through the press, you know,
long period of time. 经过长年的火炼。
And the fiery work.
石头的性质改变了。
The nature of those stones started to change.
石头变成宝石了。
They become precious stones.
从重压苦难底下出来的生命。
That speaks of the life that has come out of a great pressure.
火炼里面出来的生命。
And great fire.
最宝贵的生命。
Those are precious lives.
那新耶路撒冷的城墙的根基。
And that is the foundation of the New Jerusalem.
宝石的特别坚硬了。
And also stones are hard.
宝石做根基。
So they are the foundations.
四千里那么大的一个城的重量都压在宝石上面。
Imagine the huge city, the weight of the huge city are upon them.
有些弟兄姊妹在教会里面就是沉重的生命。
And a lot of brothers and sisters in the church are the people that have the life and carry burdens.
不仅背负自己的重量。
They are not only carrying their own burdens.
也背别人的重量。
They also carry other people's loads.
有些人要背整个教会的重量。
Some people carry the load of the entire church.
那是宝石成名。
And that is the life of precious stone.
教会里面有的这样的好宝贵的弟兄。
And a lot of times we see precious brothers and sisters like that.
他们是教会的根基。
They are the foundations of church.
经过重压的生命。
Their life had gone through great pressure.
经过火烈的生命。
Gone through fire, testing of fire.
承受教会的重量。
And they were carrying the burden of church.
他们天使用个尺去量那个城。
And the angel tried to measure the city with a gold rod.
量那个尺寸。
Try to measure its size.
特别说啊，这个尺寸是人的尺寸。
And they said this is a man's measurement.
又是天使的尺寸。
It's also the measurement of angels.
这个人跟天使差多少啊？
And what are the differences?
差太多了。
I think the difference is great.
完全不同的受造嘛。
Because we're two different types of creations.
什么人的尺寸要做天使尺寸一样的
？So why? How can we say it's the same measurement here, man and angels?
说到了新妇做成了。
Which means when the bride is completed.
我们人都长到我们的数天度量了。
That man have grown into its full capacity.
听懂我的话吗
？Do you understand this?
今天我们就要长。
So we need to grow today.
慢慢的，属天分量从我们身上长出来。
And therefore, spiritual parts are getting more and more within us.
长到见主了嘛，长到属天度量了。
By the time we see the Lord, we have reached the heavenly measurement.
多高啊
？How tall are we gonna be?
144肘。
It says 144 cubits thick.
一肘一尺半。
And every cubit thick is 1.5.
这个人216尺高。
So I would say 216 feet tall.
有没有这样的人
？Have you seen anybody that tall？
你在地上看见过两百尺高的人吗
？Have you seen anyone that tall over 200 feet？
我看见人最高是八尺。
The tallest I've seen is 8 feet.
没有看见过再高的人。
Not taller than that.
平常我们看见人六尺蛮高的了。
And you know, regularly speaking, 6 feet is tall.
这里不是说到人天然的生命。
But here we're not talking about the height of the natural man.
我们在属灵生命上要成长。
But the spiritual capacity.
一直要长到我们的属天度量。
We need to grow until we reach the heavenly capacity.
我们都要长啊。
Therefore, we all need to grow.
主耶稣嘛，长到他是完满圣量了。
And Jesus had reached his full capacity.
登宝座了。
So he's on the throne.
我们的目标是跟随主。
So our goal is to follow the Lord.
跟着主一起长。
And grow with Him.
我们要长大。
We need to grow up.
长到属天的度量。
Until we reach the full capacity in heavenly.
黄金街道。
And the streets of gold.
我在地上一个麻烦呢。
And I have this problem.
不认路。
I'm quite disoriented when it comes to direction.
所以我从来不敢开车。
So I don't want to drive.
我开车常迷路。
Because I get lost so easily.
常常迷路。
I often get lost.
不认路。
I don't recognize where I am.
迷路的味道不好受啊。
You know, it's very difficult when you get lost.
我在欧洲的维也纳迷路了。
And I, one time I was lost in Vienna in Europe.
出去随便走走嘛。
I was just taking a walk.
走的真的很漂亮，越走越远，越走越远。
And then I was enjoying the scenery.
要想回去了，结果找不到路了。
On my way back, I got lost.
要想回去嘛，越跑越远，越跑越远。
And I got further and further out from my hotel.
经过一个老太太啊。
Fortunately, an old lady saw me.
爱心很大。
She was very nice.
她看我的样子，个外国人迷路了。
She recognized I must be lost.
她过来拉着我。
She came along and held my hand.
不会讲英文。
She doesn't speak English.
这个维也纳会讲英文的人很少很少。
Not many people speak English in Vienna.
她抓住我不放。
So she held on to my hand.
看着年轻小姐走过，我跟她打招呼。
And she will wave a young lady who passed by.
那年轻小姐跟她摇摇手，她也不讲英文。
And then, but that young lady doesn't speak English either.
那我们俩，她也抓住我，我也没办法，她也没办法。
And so both of us were stuck.
后来我想起来。
And then I suddenly remember.
话讲不通啊。
Even though we can communicate in same language.
我住在 YMCA.
But I remember where I stay, YMCA.
有可能会知道 YMCA 吧。
So she might know where YMCA is.
我就跟她说 YMCA.
So I said YMCA.
哦，她知道了 YMCA.
She said, Oh, I know.
带我跑了好远的路回到 YMCA.
So it took us a while to return to YMCA.
我不敢再出去了。
And after that, I dare not to walk off.
这个不认路。
And I
到了新耶路撒冷。
But when it comes to New Jerusalem,
永远不会迷路了。
I bet you I will not get lost.
梦中只有一条路。
Because there's only one way in the whole city.
而且这条路透明的。
And it's transparent in color.
每一脚踩下去都透明的。
Every step will be on transparent ground.
主耶稣说我就是道路。
The Lord says I am the way.
这条路一直通到羔羊宝座。
And this way leads directly to the throne of the Lamb.
主就是道路。
The Lord is the way.
珍珠城门。
And the pearl gates of the city.
城门是管进出的地方。
Gate is where the place for entrance or exit. That's very important.
珍珠城门宝贵的珍珠。
And the gate of pearl, the emphasis is pearl.
珍珠城门成功的。
And how is the pearl made?
很大的粪嘎 clam.
And then it has to be a huge clam.
有点泥石头泥土掉到粪坑里面去了。
And maybe a dust or a rock fell into the clam.
进去的石头叫粪坑受伤了。
And it hurt, wounded the flesh.
这神造物的奇妙啊。
And that's how wonderful God makes all things.
这粪坑里面就分泌出液体来。
And in order to protect itself, the clam will generate
this
little discharge.
经过长久的日子啊
，and after a long period of time，
石头变成珍珠了
，and the rock turns into a pearl。
我们这些人本来就是石头
，we are just like a rock or stone。
主为我们受伤
，but the Lord was wounded for us。
在主的伤处
，and in His wound，
主已经救赎生命。
He prepared for us a life that we need. And he wrapped us around.
长年累月。
And after a long period of time.
我们这个卑贱的石头变成珍珠了。
This lowly stone is turning into a precious pearl.
救赎生命。
And that is the life of redemption.
这个城门是救赎生命。
And that gate of pearl speaks of the redeemed life.
这个城门呢，其实等于没有门。
You know, that really is not a door, a gate.
每一个门是一颗珍珠。
Imagine every gate is a pearl.
很大的一个珍珠在哪里？
A gigantic pearl.
没有办法走的。
How can you go through it?
你怎么从珍珠走过去啊？
You can't walk through it.
好，珍珠说到救赎生命。
So pearl speaks of the redeemed life.
所有梦救赎的人。
So he who is redeemed.
一下过去了。
Can go through just right in.
没有梦救赎的人。
But for someone who's not redeemed.
没有门进去。
You cannot find an entrance into the city.
是圣城的大保护啊。
And that is the protection.
珍珠城门。
The pearl gates.
金经街道。
The golden streets.
称作马勒农街道上叫河流。
And in the middle city, in the middle of the river,
生命活水,
it's a river of life.
4000里长宽高, 这么大的一座城,
and the city itself is like a square. And it's 4,000 square.
这个河流就在路上当中,
and there's a river in the middle of the city.
只有一道河流,
there's only one river in the
city.
And that speaks of the glorious Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit provides for the entire city.
把平安喜乐,
brings forth peace and joy. Provides to the entire city. And that's glorious Holy Spirit. That is the source of a joy today. And those who have taste of the Holy Spirit, you know what that means. And I've encountered a few times when people are filled by the Holy Spirit.
大叫,
they will cry out loudly.
叫什么?
What do they say?
主啊, 不能再喜乐了,
they will say, Lord, I can't handle this joy anymore. I can't handle it anymore.
天下的人都听不懂,
and other people may be wondering, why did he say that?
要喜乐死了,
it's like he's going to die of joy.
不会死了,
no, you won't die of joy.
这喜乐是个大的享受,
but a great enjoyment.
喜乐力量太大, 有的时候叫人受不了了,
but indeed, the joy may be so full that you can't take it.
圣灵在下那个大的喜乐,
the Holy Spirit bring down great joy.
供应全城的需要,
that's enough to provide for the entire city.
路带着圣灵一直通往, 高羊宝座,
and that takes us all the way to the throne of the Lamb.
只有一条路,
there's only one way,
一直通到高羊宝座,
all the way to the throne of the Lamb.
高羊宝座整个城的最高点,
and that is the climax of the entire city.
主耶稣在宝座上,
the Lord Jesus is on the throne.
主耶稣最后说话,
at the end, Jesus said,
我站在门外叩门,
and I am standing outside the door.
听见我声音又开门的,
and knock, those who hear my voice, and I will enter and sit with him. And I will sit with him at a table.
这是的,
and that's overcomers. And I will have him sit with me on my throne.
像我得了圣,
just like that after I walk, I sat with my Father on his throne.
新耶路撒冷最后以呼召来结束,
therefore the new Jerusalem ended with the call.
我站在门外叩门,
Jesus said, I'm not standing outside the door and knock.
听见主声音开门的人,
those who hear my voice and open the door,
主进到我们里面,
the Lord can enter into our
hearts,
and he will have a banquet with
我们与主一同坐席,
so we can sit with him.
主最后发出呼召,
that's his calling at the end,
要上高羊宝座,
come to my throne.
这是的,
overcomes.
在我宝座上与我同坐,
those who overcome will sit with me on my throne.
就像我得了圣,
just as I overcome,
在我父的宝座上与他同坐,
I am able to sit with my Father on his throne.
完全一样,
exactly the same way.
主是我们的大榜样,
and the Lord is our example.
主为我们就登了宝座了,
he enthroned for us.
今天主在外面敲门,
now he's knocking outside.
他说最后呼召,
his last calling.
登宝座的呼召,
ask us to enthrone with him.
Let's
sing a hymn together. Hymn 540, 540首.